Hello and welcome to Blind Sports Australia newsletter for July 2015, read to you by Laura Russo. A message from the CEO. In May, Blind Sports Australia sent a team to the 5th International Blind Sporting Association's World Games in Seoul, Korea, to compete in goalball and 10-pin bowling. The team competed with great sportsmanship, and the games were thoroughly enjoyed by the team and supporters who travelled. On behalf of Blind Sports Australia, I congratulate the whole team on a very successful tournament. The 10-pin bowling team had a very good tournament also, with the following results. Gold medal, Marilyn Luck, female all events B1. Silver medal, Marilyn Luck, female singles B1. Bronze medal, Kinsley Williams, male all events B3. Bronze medal, Kinsley Williams, male singles B3. Bronze medal, Marilyn Luck and Rian Patching, mixed doubles B1 and B2-B3. Bronze medal, Marilyn Luck, Justin Bettys, Kinsley Williams, Rian Patching, mixed quartets. The goalball team also competed really well, with the women's team placing fourth, making them a real chance to qualify for the Rio Paralympic Games. The men's team fought hard and learnt a lot. A big thank you must go to Rob Apps for the help as chef de mission and attending classification and team events for the whole team. It was a really big job. Thank you so much, Rob. Blind Sports Australia has also been working with members to establish what initiatives and projects are being undertaken over the next year. This information has been used in the BSA budgeting process, and I will be in touch with members shortly to communicate how BSA will be supporting both members and blind sports in general this next financial year. Two initiatives to put into your diaries are a Blind Football Development Day to be held in Melbourne in August for representatives of the various blind football groups throughout Australia to come together to share ideas of how to develop the sport nationally and internationally. Secondly, a Sports Development Forum for member organisations in Melbourne the weekend of the 24th and 25th of October to come together to discuss how to develop blind sports collegiately in Australia. Each member organisation will be invited to have a representative at that weekend forum. This year, BSA is again conducting a scratch and win promotion nationally. We ask everyone to support this campaign, and if you see sellers in shopping centres, please go and talk to them as this assists in building their understanding of blind sports. It helps motivate them, and also please support the campaign by buying a pin or keyring and receive your free scratch card. In October, I will be attending the Blind Citizens Australia National Conference in Perth to deliver a speech entitled Sport: The Challenges for the Blind and Vision Impaired. I will also be aiming to meet with representatives from all blind sporting organisations in Western Australia after the conference. I would encourage all blind sports to attend this meeting. David Blythe, Chair of Blind Sports Australia, and Gary Sargent, BSA board member, will also be in Perth for the meeting. Lastly, I'd like to thank BSA board member Melissa Martin for putting together this edition of the newsletter. Stephen Barnes, CEO. Meet Vula Karantsis. Vula Karantsis is another of the four new directors who joined the BSA board in December last year. Vula brings a strong background in logistics, supply chain, procurement and project management. She has a broad range of experience in industry, consulting and volunteer organisations, which adds great value to her role on the board. With strong leadership and stakeholder management skills, Vula is able to work with the new board to develop stronger relationships with our key stakeholders for the benefit of all BSA members. She has a natural motivation to improve business models, lead teams and make a difference through consistently high team engagement and productivity. Welcome, Vula. Member database. as previously advised, it is a requirement of all national sporting organisations, such as Blind Sport Australia, to have a database of its members. In our case, BSA requires details of members registered with our member organisations. The funding we receive from the Australian Sports Commission, which we pass on to our member organisations, and our accreditation as a national sporting organisation is at risk if we do not have a completed database. Kent Dredge has been asked to manage this process on our behalf. As a member organisation, you can, however, put the information directly into the database if you would prefer. Apart from the requirements above, the database has two other major benefits for BSA and its members. Firstly, insurance. Having accurate member information, whereby we do not double count people that may be part of several sports organisations, will reduce our public liability insurance and personal indemnity insurance dramatically. This financial saving will result in money that can be invested back into our sports. It's easier than fundraising, it just requires the information in the database. Secondly, corporate sponsorship. The BSA board is working towards approaching corporate sponsors, which will ultimately benefit our member organisations through the provision of additional funding. In order to successfully gain corporate support, however, we need to be able to provide potential sponsors information about BSA, how many members we have, general demographical information such as banded age groups and the states they live in, how many different sports they play, etc. Stephen Barnes, CEO, will be the only person with full access to the database. Member organisations will be able to access their members in the database if they wish to. Information will not be passed on or used for any marketing purposes. The information will not even be passed on to the ASC. They may want generic information about sports, but not full information or access to the database itself. It's up to each member organisation to ensure that all their members and volunteers, directors, pilots, caddies, etc., are in the database. Thank you to all member organisations who have sent through details thus far. Phase 1 of the entry will have been completed at the time of publication of this newsletter. Please continue to send your details through to Ken Dredge so that we can ensure we have a thorough database. Insight of Dreams. The Insight of Dreams Foundation was launched in Sydney on the 1st of June 2015. Following is a transcript of a speech by Fiona Scott, MP for Lindsay and board member of the Insight of Dreams Foundation, that she made in Parliament regarding the foundation. We congratulate all those involved in the launch of this fantastic foundation. And here's her speech. I rise today to announce that on Monday, the 1st of June, the Insight of Dreams Foundation came to life. This is a wonderful charity that was the brainchild of local man Ben Felton. It was begun with the noble aim of providing people with a disability with hope, inspiration, mentoring and life skills. I commend the vision of the board, which includes Stephen Barnes, Pamela Habeck, who today becomes an Australian citizen, Kevin Magee, Nadia Kentera, Leo Felton, and of course Ben Felton. I would also like to acknowledge the work of Richard Glover and Stephen Toomey, who have done so much work on a pro bono basis. Ben Felton is an exceptional local man. He was born with a degenerative eye disease and has dedicated his life to helping people with a disability. By his late 20s, Ben was fully blind. He represented Australia in rowing and cricket and set up the Nepean Blind Sports Club. At the moment, Ben has his heart set on setting the world speed record on a motorbike for a blind man. Currently, he's got his motorbike up to 220 kilometres per hour, but he's after the Guinness Book of Records. Ben Felton is after 268.33 kilometres an hour. I commend Ben Felton for this wonderful organisation and congratulate the Insight of Dreams Foundation for the dream that they have to provide opportunities for people with disability. What have our members been up to? Blind Sports and Recreation Victoria. Would you like to run a marathon? Blind Sports and Recreation Victoria have a volunteer who lives in the Caulfield area and is keen to volunteer his time to assist a blind or vision impaired runner to complete a marathon. If you like to run, are committed and have always wanted to compete in a marathon, give us a call and we can put you in contact with him. This potential volunteer has been running for over 30 years and has completed 2 Ironman competitions, 3 Comrades Ultra Marathons, 91 full marathons, which includes running 25 consecutive Melbourne marathons, and the highlight of his running career, completing the Marathon des Sables. He is 100% committed in helping someone who has never completed a marathon to achieve their goal. Call us on 9822 8876 or email info@blindsports.org.au for further information. Victorian Disability Sector Awards. The 2015 Victorian Disability Sector Awards celebrate the achievements of individuals, teams, organisations and businesses assisting people with a disability to achieve their personal goals. Blind Sports and Recreation Victoria are proud to announce we have been nominated as a finalist in the Excellence in Improving Participation Award. The awards ceremony will be held on the 21st of July at Federation Square. The awards are a joint initiative between National Disability Services and the Department of Health and Human Services. And that article is by Susan from Blind Sports Victoria. Blind Sporting Association of New South Wales by Murray Elborn, President. Multi-Sports Gala Day. Blind Sports New South Wales held its 3rd Multi-Sports Gala Day this year. 17 attendees from Sydney Metro and one from Newcastle attended the 3 sports day that included tennis, cricket and soccer, all played around the Enfield, Strathfield area of Sydney. Blind cricket was the first sport at Henley Park, next to Vision Australia, with new players, including some 7 women, trying blind cricket for the first time. After the Nets session, Blind Cricket provided a lunch for all participants prior to the Vision Australia bus taking all attendees to the Strathfield Sports Club for a combined tennis and soccer session. The session was led by Kathy from Royal Rehab Tennis Coaching and Jose, who runs the Soccer Joeys program. Both sports are growing into strong programs, and as president, I'm extremely excited about where we can take both sports in the near future. Training and mini games occurred on the day, and skills continued to improve dramatically across all participants. The social aspect of the day also continued to grow, and the networking strengthened. Thanks again to all our great volunteers, including family and friends of the participants. Without this support, we wouldn't be able to hold such amazing events. Following the success of the Blind Sports New South Wales Gala Day, Blind Sports New South Wales are coming up to the Hunter region to host our first Multi-Sports Gala Day on Saturday, July 25th. The Blind Sports New South Wales Gala Day, supported by Vision Australia, RIDBC, Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT and Newcastle University. Join Blind Sports New South Wales as we host the biggest Multi-Sports Gala Day yet. Come and join us, Newcastle and Central Coast people, for a fun day of meeting new people and trying new things, even if you've never tried sports before. For more information, please contact Murray Elborn by phone on 0427 186 734 or email blindsportsnewsouthwales@gmail.com. Also, join our Facebook and Twitter social networks for continuing updates leading into this major event for Blind Sports New South Wales. Blind Sports New South Wales will provide transport from Broadmeadows train station at 9:30 a.m. Barbecue lunch and drinks. Family and friends welcome. Members pay $10. Non-members can join on the day for $25, which covers insurance, lunch, drinks and all activities. It will be held on Saturday, July the 25th, starting at 10 a.m. and finishing at 4 p.m. at the Forum, the University of Newcastle, University Drive, Callaghan, New South Wales. Also check out the website www.blindsportsnewsouthwales.com.au. Sporting Wheelies and Disabled Association of Queensland. Cycling Queensland launches accessible cycling program. Budding cyclists with a disability are being encouraged to register and be part of Cycling Queensland's new Accessible Cycling Program, ACP, at the Chandler Velodrome in Brisbane. The ACP is open to all people of all ages and abilities. People with physical and intellectual disabilities are encouraged to register and get involved in upcoming sessions focused on developing skills and riding fundamentals. The first ACP session, run by the Queensland Paracycling Committee, attracted more than 20 riders, and as such, another 5 sessions have been scheduled. Sporting Wheelies and Disabled Association's Sport and Recreation Manager, David Bartholomew, is a member of the Queensland Paracycling Committee, along with a number of current and past association members, including George Camboris, Fred Nitz, John Reeves, Ben Ellen, Chris Scott and Darren Shields. David said, "It's not just about developing your cycling skills in a friendly, supportive environment. It's also about enjoying a great social opportunity." Participants are encouraged to bring their own bike, whether it's a hand cycle, tandem cycle, or tricycle. However, those without their own bike are also encouraged to come along and find out more about the sport, with some cycles available for new participants to use. Register your interest by contacting Emily Rosamond, State Development Officer, Cycling Queensland, via emily.rosamond, that's R-O-S-E-M-O-N-D, at cycling.org.au, or call on 07-3390-1477. Queensland bowlers impress at the Nationals. Queensland Blind Bowlers Association, QBBA, has taken out the Le Mans Shield for the best overall state at the 2015 Australian Blind Bowlers Association Championships in Adelaide, that was on the 28th of April to the 7th of May. The Queenslanders won 12 gold, 6 silver and 3 bronze medals across all competition classes, from B1 through to B4. Commonwealth Games bronze medalists Joy Forster and her director Bruce Jones took out silver in the ladies' B2 singles events, edged out by fellow Queenslander June Britton and her director Sue Rowe. Britton took out the award for the best overall performance by a female bowler at the championships. Forster teamed up with Des Diaz to win the B2 mixed pairs event, joining other Queensland gold medalists Marion Morrison, Christine Henry, Chris Backstrom, John Vance, Dennis Walmold, Jake Fellberg, and Lynn Seymour. At the end of the championships, 5 Queenslanders were named in the Australian team for the IBBA Championships in South Africa in 2017. Joy Forster and director Bruce Jones, B2, Marion Morrison and director Beatrice Kasulke, B3, Chris Backstrom and director Tom Henry, B3, Lynn Seymour and director Bob Seymour, B4, Dennis Warmeld and director Barbara Whitehead, B4. Bowlers with a vision impairment can compete with the support of their own sighted director, who assists them with delivery and orientation and provides them with constant information as to the position of all bowls according to the clock method. Junior Development Program gives young stars a flying start. 21 promising young Queensland athletes with a disability have been named in the 2015 Junior Development Program, coordinated by Sporting Wheelies and Disabled Association. The 2015 JDP reflects the spread of sporting talent across Queensland, with representatives from Brisbane, Gold Coast, Toowoomba, Sunshine Coast, Rockhampton, Mackay and Cairns, competing in 5 sports: wheelchair, basketball, goalball, boccia, swimming and athletics. The athletes range in age from 13-year-old Sarah Wallace, swimming, to 18-year-old Corey Lawton, wheelchair basketball. The 2015 program features a new tier system within the elite junior development squad to reflect the different levels of achievement and commitment. The Shooting Stars squad will support rising stars who have shown early potential in one or more sports. Sport and Recreation Manager David Bartholomew said the 21 JDP athletes would benefit from access to a range of support services, including nutrition, goal setting, stretching and recovery. One of the things JDP athletes value, said Bartholomew, is the opportunity to come to our JDP camps, meet other young people with a disability who have similar sporting dreams, and learn how to achieve their best on and off the sporting field. As well as the performance focus, the camp also offers team-building activities that provide a fun atmosphere and encourage athletes to develop friendships that provide great support through their future sporting careers. This year, we're planning one major camp at Talabudjara Recreation Centre from the 5th to the 8th of July, rather than the two smaller camps we've run in the past, so that we can maximise the impact and benefits for the athletes and schedule around their sport and school commitments. The JDP started as an annual program in 1988 and has supported more than 240 athletes, including some of Australia's most successful young Paralympians, such as Jeff Trappett, Stephen Eaton, Carney Liddell, Rachel Dodds, Brendan Hall and Reid McCracken. Sporting Wheelies Queensland has three athletes with a vision impairment currently in the Junior Development Program, including Katja Dedekind, Brisbane Goalball, Brendan Young, Brisbane Goalball, and Kyra Domrau, McKay Athletics. For more information about the Junior Development Program, call Sport Development Coordinator Joe Moynihan on 07-3253-3333. And this article is from the Sporting Wheelies and Disabled Association website. The Association of South Australia Blind Sporting Clubs Vision Challenge 2015, Sunday the 30th of August. The Vision Challenge aims to raise awareness of the sporting capabilities of vision-impaired or blind individuals, whilst providing the opportunity for integration into a mainstream sporting opportunity. Participants can enter to run, jog or walk either a 2, 4 or 8 kilometre circuit within the safe confines of Victoria Park. In addition, this event provides a unique team challenge where participants can also enter as a team of 2, with each member taking turns to wear a blindfold and walk or run whilst being led by their teammate a 2 or 4 kilometre circuit, or really challenge the way you see the world over 8 kilometres. There will also be the opportunity to ride a tandem bike for a small donation and participate in other vision-impaired sports for free. South Australia Blind Cricket. Congratulations to our South Australia Blind Cricket team, who in March became the 2015 Blind National Champions. The side chased down 195 set by Queensland with 6 balls to spare. Well done to everyone involved. South Australia Blind Tennis. Blind Sports South Australia are currently facilitating a blind tennis program in conjunction with Tennis South Australia. This program has been well received and is due to conclude in early June, with participants playing tennis at Memorial Drive Tennis Club, Adelaide's iconic tennis club. And that article is by Kent Dredge, the Sports Development Officer from Blind Sports South Australia. The Western Australian Blind Sports Federation. IBSA Blind Football. A group of Blind Football West Australia members recently travelled to Finland to participate in a training weekend. Thanks to the Finnish Sports Association for Persons with Disabilities and the Football Association of Finland for making it possible. Australian Blind Bowlers Association. The Australian Blind Bowlers Association, ABBA, has been operating for over 30 years and exists to promote the game of lawn bowls through national and international competition. ABBA holds the national championships every year in April and May and also provides opportunities for blind bowlers to compete with other countries in International Blind Bowlers Association championships every 4 years. The 2015 Australian Blind Bowls National Championships commenced on the 28th of April with players competing across 9 scheduled days within separate vision classification events throughout the tournament. The Salisbury Bowls Club in South Australia played host to the annual event, providing great facilities, catering, comradeship and magnificent surfaces to play on throughout the championships. With players representing Western Australia, South Australia, Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria, competitors were pitted in singles, pairs and mixed pairs competitions across four separate vision classification divisions. All state representatives fared extremely well in the championships and adapted to the Salisbury Bowling Club's conditions, with many participants medalling in an event across the nine-day tournament. Immediately following the championships, players had the opportunity to remain in South Australia for a three-day training event in hope of gaining selection into the National Training Camp squad. Selected players from the camps will have an extraordinary opportunity to compete in the World Blind Bowls Championships in South Africa 2017. Congratulations to all participants involved in the National Championships, and a big thank you to Tony Scott and Len O'Brien for providing updates and results for the event. Blind Cricket Australia. Blind Cricket Australia recently voted in a new executive team. Ray Moxley, his contact details are chairman@blindcricket.org.au, and Lindsay Heaven, lindsay.heaven@blindcricket.org.au. Marco Caralejo, his email address is secretary@blindcricket.org.au. Also Hamish McKenzie, his email address is treasurer@blindcricket.org.au. And Troy King, troy.king@blindcricket.org.au. Tim Haggis, and he can be contacted on tim.haggis@blindcricket.org.au. And Mark Eshbank, mark.eschbank@blindcricket.org.au. Congratulations to all and best of luck in your new positions. Blind Golf Australia. Blind Golf Victoria staged the 2015 Victorian Open and the 2015 ISPS Handa BGA Australian Open at Rosebud Country Club in the week commencing April 13. This is the 25th consecutive year the Vic Open has been staged at Rosebud, and the very first time Blind Golf Victoria has hosted the Australian Open. Without the assistance provided by Rosebud Country Club and its members, it is doubtful that BGV could have staged these events. The blind golf community is very appreciative of this assistance. Both events attracted 22 entrants from England, Western Australia, South Australia, Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. The standard of play was excellent and the pace of play good. The Vic Open is played as a Stableford event. The 2015 winner was Stephen Mitchell of New South Wales and his caddy Stephen Woolford with 75 points. Stephen is a B3 and a regular player at Wollongong Golf Club. The runner-up was David Blythe of Victoria and his caddy Gary McKinney's with a great score of 72 points. David is a B1. Jenny McCallum of Western Australia, a B2, with her caddy and husband Ian McCallum, won the Ladies' Championship with 70 points. A highlight of the event was that two B1s, Glenn Nikajowski and Doug Sloan, won nearest the pins. The 2015 ISPS Handa Australian Open produced a thrilling finish. This event is played as a stroke event. After having played in Australian Opens for 26 years, Jeff Ellis from Victoria and his caddy and wife Maureen Ellis finally prevailed with a net 141, 3 under, but not without a few nervous moments. Congratulations to Jeff, a great supporter of blind golf. Jenny McCallum, Western Australia, with her caddy Ian, continued her excellent performance over the 4 days of golf with net 142 to be runner-up. Congratulations, Jenny. David Blythe and his caddy Gary, like Jenny, played very well over all 4 days to finish with net 143 and win the B1 category. Gary Sargent and his caddy and wife Eileen won the gross category with a score of 209. Another highlight was that Marilyn Mills, New South Wales, a B1, won the straightest drive on both days. The 2016 ISPS Handa Australian Open will revert to Perth. 2015 Blind Golf Australia Stableford Championships. BGA staged our 10th Australian Stableford Championships at Adelaide Shores Golf Club on May the 28th and 29th. Whilst the entries at only 11 were very disappointing, the event was a success. The 11 entrants came from Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. In an exciting finale, the event was settled on the 36th hole on the Friday. Graham Coulton, New South Wales, with 40 points, led from Jeff Ellis, Victoria, on 37 points. Rod Mills, New South Wales, on 35 points. Gary Sargent, New South Wales, on 34 points. And Rick Krolik, Victoria, on 33 points after the first round. In accord with our normal practice, players with the best scores hit off first in the second round. After 16 holes, Graham and Rod were equal. Both didn't score on the 17th hole, so it came down to the 18th hole. Rod scored 3 points to eventually win the event by 1 point from Graham. Final scores, Rod at 79 points, Graham on 78 and Jeff on 73. Rod and his caddy Peter North were awarded the pink cap in memory of our late esteemed member Darryl Evans from Western Australia. Some highlights from the event. Rob Mills, 44 points on the second day, 8 under his handicap. Graham Coulton's 40 points on the first day, 4 under his handicap. Three players, Rod Mills, Graham Coulton and Jeff Ellis, all beating their handicaps over the 2 days. Doug Sloan from Victoria with 35 points on the second day, his best ever score in a major event. Jenny Abela, New South Wales, winning 3 of the 4 nearest the pins over the 2 days. Peter North, Victoria, caddying for Rod Mills for the first time and winning. The camaraderie amongst all participants over the 2 days and nights was a real highlight too. And the opportunity to remember Darryl Evans as a great bloke. That article is by Jeff Walsh from Blind Golf Australia. Goal Ball Australia. On the brink of a Paralympic year, 2015 is shaping up to be a busy time for Goal Ball Australia. To get the ball rolling, quite literally, Bendigo hosted the 3rd annual Aussie Invitation Cup from April the 10th to the 12th. The competition saw 24 competitors from the Australian women's, men's and youth programs battle it out for the coveted title. In conjunction with the competition, Goal Ball Australia's referee representative, Warwick Jacks, implemented and guided a referee course to help train and improve referees from around the country. The fierce competition proved vital in the preparation of both the men and women's Australian goal ball teams, who would be flying to Korea in just under a month. The Australian women's goal ball team, the Aussie Bells, and the men's goal ball team both competed at the IBSA World Games in Seoul, Korea. Prior to the competition, both teams were invited to the Chinese Goal Ball Centre of Excellence in Hangzhou for a preparation tournament and training camp. Not only did this training opportunity set both teams in good stead for the IBSA World Games, but it is a testament to the relationships Goal Ball Australia is forging with our Asian neighbours. In Korea, the men's goal ball team had a tough battle as they were matched with higher ranked teams in their pool games. While the men did not progress to the quarterfinals, the relatively new team gained vital international experience and will use the games to further develop their defensive and offensive pressure for future tournaments. Coming off the World Championships last year, the Aussie Bells made some significant changes in their game strategy and were ready to put it to the test in Seoul. The changes paid off, with the girls coming second in the pool, missing the top spot by only 1 goal. The winning streak continued with a win against Finland in their quarter-final. Unfortunately, with limited experience competing at this level, the girls lost their semi-final game and bronze medal game. They ended up placing a respectable 4th, which puts them in a good position to qualify for the Rio 2016 Paralympic Games. It's not only the senior players who are gaining invaluable international experience, but this July, the youth girls and boys team will head to China for a training camp. The teams will head to Hangzhou for a week of training with the Chinese youth teams. For many, this will be their first time travelling overseas as part of an Australian team. On a national level, State championships are being held around the country as teams are being selected for the Australian Goalball Championships, held in Queensland this October. After this, the men and women's teams again fly to China to hopefully secure their tickets to Rio. And that article was by Jenny Blow, Goalball Australia. The blind and vision impaired 10-pin bowling team had a very successful IBSA World Games in Seoul, and the results were announced at the start of this newsletter in the section by Stephen Barnes. Blind and vision impaired 10-pin bowling. New committee. The 2015 BVIT AGM was held in early April, resulting in a new committee being sworn in. The president is Glenn Barwick, the treasurer is Gail Underwood, the secretary is Eileen Scott, and the Victorian rep is Marilyn Luck. And in other news, blind archery, para and vision impaired national championships. Hosted by the Waverley City Archers, the first ever para and vision impaired national championships for archery were held in April. The big event was kicked off with a come and try day, followed by the championships, in which there were 5 blind and vision impaired and 9 para archers competing from around Australia. For more details, such as a contact for blind archery, contact Stephen Barnes via ceo@blindsportsaustralia.com.au. Hazel Hockey from Victoria and Dave from New South Wales, 2 of our blind archers, have been selected to represent Australia in vision-impaired archery at the World Para Archery Championships in Germany in August this year. We wish Hazel and Dave all the best. Closure of the NICAN office. The following is directly from communications BSA received from the Executive Director of NICAN, Suzanne Bain Donoghue. Dear NICAN member, it is with great sadness that I write to inform you that despite extensive efforts to obtain necessary resources to maintain our information service, we have been unsuccessful, and as a result, the NICAN office will be closing our doors on Friday the 26th of June. NICAN has been a leader in Australia for over a quarter of a century in the provision of information in the area of sport, recreation, tourism and arts, and has worked hard to create an inclusive Australia where people with a disability are valued community members with the ability to participate and contribute as much as the next person. Your membership has demonstrated your commitment to this mission and is highly valued. Whilst significant ground has been made in this area, we are not there yet, and I encourage you to continue building a society that allows everyone to reach his or her potential through the essence of active citizenship. NICAN is surprised and disappointed to see the withdrawal of National Information Services for people with a disability at the very moment where they are most needed to allow people to make good choices to live great lives under the National Disability Insurance Scheme. We have done everything that we can to make government and the new National Disability Insurance Agency understand the need for these services, and we hope that you will continue to emphasise these needs. We're currently seeking to situate elements of our service, including the Qantas Carer Concession Card Scheme and database, with other organisations to ensure the advantages these afford people with a disability are not lost completely. We will provide you with details once they're known. We will also shortly be in contact again, as there will be constitutional requirements in addressing the future of NICAN, and as a member, you have the ability to be part of this. I would like to thank you for your support and membership of NICAN. BSA will continue to advise our member organisations of any further correspondence received relating to this closure. Blind Sporting Council. The Blind Sporting Council have changed their name to I Play Sport. That's I-E-Y-E. New Sport Awards launched by CAS and Inside Sport magazine. The Confederation of Australian Sport is an alliance of the 90 peak Australian sports bodies. Its charter is to promote the concept of sport for all. Inside Sport is Australia's leading sports magazine, published since 1991, with a gold-plated reputation for the integrity and quality of its journalism and writing. Together, CAS and Inside Sport have joined forces to introduce a new set of awards that recognise the fabulous contributions made to grassroots sport by the largely volunteer army of enthusiasts all around the country. There are plenty of gongs handed out to elite athletes at the pointy end of the professional competition, not the clubbies. The Inside Sport Clubbies recognise the outstanding achievements of players, coaches and officials at grassroots club level. These awards meet the charter of CAS to recognise and promote the benefits of club level grassroots sport to this nation's health and well-being. These aren't your posh black tie awards targeting the top end of town. These are the clubbies aimed squarely at the sport's heartland. The CAS Inside Sport Clubby Awards are open to all teams, clubs and individuals in Australia. The awards will be announced through A, Inside Sport magazine and online, and B, via CAS member sporting bodies, promoting the awards through their extensive communication media to ensure that all registered sportsmen, women and children learn of the clubbies and what prizes are on offer to improve services and facilities at their local sports club. To make a nomination, simply enter a short supporting statement saying why your colleague or teammate deserve to win the award. Nominations open in July and August and are made online at www.insidesport.com.au/clubbies, and that's spelled C-L-U-B-B-I-E-S. All nominations go into a draw to win a terrific prize. The clubbies will be presented in six categories: Best Coach, Best Player, Best Stalwart, Best Team, Best Club, and Best Sporting Education. Blind Sports Australia is a foundation member of the Australian Paralympic Committee. The postal address is PO Box 2114, Oak Park, Victoria 3046. That's all for this edition. Thanks for listening. This was the July 2015 Blind Sports Australian newsletter.